producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
To Moscow now, and provocative anti-smoking posters are grabbing people's attention. The Dust Shelter ad shows an altered image of U.S. President Barack Obama smoking, a habit he says he has effectively kicked. Apparently he still sneaks one every now and then.
It reads, smoking kills more people than Obama, although he kills a lot of people. Don't smoke, don't be like Obama. It's not clear who placed posters, but they come as Mr. Obama faces heavy criticism in Russia. Still, an opposition lawmaker said the ad disgusted him.
Well, there's an interesting way to get started on our countdown. Those are John Vos and Isha Seshe, who are reporters for CNN, commenting on a new anti-smoking poster that has shown up all over the place in Russia. How many of you have seen this? It's been posted on social media in our country as well. I actually was going to comment on it the other day on my Good Day program and didn't get around to it. The poster actually shows an altered image of President Obama smoking, and it reads, smoking kills more people than Obama, and he kills a lot of people. Don't smoke. Don't be like Obama. So the Russian Obama anti-smoking poster has shown up as the number 10 item this week on our Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of this overview of what's happening in the fascinating world of news talk radio. The TRCS is an overview of what's happened this past week, ending on Friday, the 19th of February. So let's together review during this hour the top 10 talk topics of the week, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is an integral part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, a lot of talk radio and talk television information in here from programs all across the country. So let's see what has been determined on our list. As I said, the number 10 item is the Obama anti-smoking poster and the Russian view of it. So let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Kanye West and the big bad boy's behavior. Here's host John Howell talking to Jonathan Honig about Kanye West's claims that he's $53 million in the hole in debt as he went to Twitter to ask Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook for $1 billion.
I want to ask you a question about personal finance, not mine, but Kanye West. How does he make all that that money and now you're $53 million in debt and you're begging for $1 billion?
I just think, John, honestly, we lament today's young people, especially have, no good sense about life and certainly about money. And I'm going to sound like an old fogey here, but, we hear these.
What, are you driving Studebaker?
Well, when young people have role models who they follow on social media and could quote every word of their song, we've just fallen so far from the James Dean rebel archetype that people who are so flip with money, I think it really says that, successful artists who get themselves into this tremendous types of debt and financial hardship, that's a message that's sent to young people about not only the importance of working, but saving and thinking long term. Again, I sound like that old fogey, but, we need better role models for young people, certainly when it comes to their finances, because to have made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars and pissed it away on, I don't even know what Kanye could have lost all that money on, but it's just a shame.
And now, how ironic is the song Gold Digger? I'm sorry. Had to get that one in there.
It's true.
I like the fact. What's up? Oh, I got it. I like the fact that he's begging for $1 billion from who? Bill Gates, is it? Or who's Warren Buffett? I can't remember. He says, I need $1 billion.
What is more unbecoming than a supposed celebrity or great artist going on Twitter and begging billionaires, hedge fund billionaires and millionaires for billions of dollars? It's somewhere behind there. John, there's got to be some unbelievably strong drugs. I just can't imagine there's nothing else fueling this type of tirade and behavior.
Number 8.
All right. Let's keep moving here. Rolling along on the countdown with the number 8 item, Manny Pacquiao and his remarks, his comments about homosexuals. Here's sports talk radio host Doug Gottlieb, who has focused in on these comments, these remarks, that homosexuals, made again by Manny Pacquiao, the boxer, homosexuals are below animals.
Manny Pacquiao basically referenced animals the other day. He was like, hey, look, common sense, look at animals. They're not homosexuals. Look at humans who are below animals. It doesn't make sense. It's not natural. It's the argument, basically, right? Nike terminated their deal with Manny Pacquiao. And, of course, this has caused the sides to align. And remember, he's in his native Philippines, where he's running for public office. And he says, look, I'm a very religious man. This is what I believe in. What was weird about it was, maybe not weird about it, maybe more cowardly, which was he first said that, then he posted an Instagram supporting it, and then he was like, hey, my bad, sorry, not sorry. Then he kind of doubled down with a new Instagram in which he used Leviticus 20:13. Leviticus 20:13, the full context is this, and I can't believe I'm reading the Bible on national sports radio, but trust me, it'll make sense in just a moment. I promise you. All right, here's the full context of it, and then I'll read the passage that he posted. Okay. First, he said his comments on homosexuality. I'm sorry for hurting people by comparing homosexuals to animals. Please forgive me for those I've hurt. I still stand by my beliefs. I'm against same-sex marriage because of what the Bible says, but I'm not condemning LGBT. Love you all with all the love of the Lord. God bless you all. That's Manny Pacquiao. Then he posts this. Well, actually, what he posted was from 2013, which is, if there is a man who lies with a male as those lie with a woman. You know what that means, right? Yeah. Both of them have committed a detestable act. They shall surely be put to death.
Whole thing, this discussion and how it has come about and the way people are so narrow in their focus, I find kind of disgusting. What about you? Comments, by the way, about what's going on the countdown, send me an email if you'd like. It's doug@dougstephan.com, Stephan. Countdown rolls around with number 7 next in focus.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. And in clinical studies with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown on our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy. Equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy. pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Number seven.
Number seven item on this page of the Talk Radio Countdown show is a focus on what's happening between South Korea and North Korea this past week. Here's radio talk show host Rob Schilling with a conversation with analyst Bruce Hershenden about what he thinks, Bruce thinks, we can do and ought to do about North Korea as they continue to test their missiles and launch satellites.
They've recently had a test of a bomb that they said was a hydrogen bomb and also what appeared to be a successful launch of a missile or a satellite. Bruce, let's talk about this threat because I think it goes under some people's radar because we haven't been attacked, I'll say, yet by North Korea.
Boy, you're so right. And all we have to do is remember, I'm sure that you have some listeners who remember when Sputnik 1 went up, this nation got pretty scared. We got scared because there was a satellite over the United States that could look down at us, and it was from the Soviet Union. However, the biggest fear was really of President Eisenhower and our Defense Department at the time, because what they realized is not what the average person was thinking about. It was, how was this thing launched? And the only way a satellite of that weight and size could be launched was by a booster, a rocket that was capable of being an intercontinental ballistic missile. It meant they had them. We did not at that time. That is what started the space race. It's what started so many things in defense as well. The only reason that we call it a rocket is because it's generally a space capsule that's going up. If we call it a missile, it's exactly the same thing, except that on the payload is now a warhead. Mm. And so they're one and the same. So when they say they had a satellite up, they probably did. It looks like it was correct that they actually did fire a space launch and that they got a satellite in orbit. But that does mean that they have a long-range rocket. And the only reason that we now use the term long-range is because it isn't necessarily intercontinental, and it is, but this very likely could be. We do believe that it could go to Hawaii, Alaska, and the Aleutian Islands. We don't know about what's called the lower 48. But one marvelous thing that we have temporarily the ability at least to do, we can destroy the launch of any missile that takes off that could be used for hostile use against the United States. We can destroy it because right now they're sort of in the primitive stage, the stage that we were in 1957 in the early 60s, where it had to be on a launching pad rather than in a silo. So we can see it. We can look at it from our own satellites, and we can target it, and we can destroy it. And I believe that is probably, not probably, it's what we should do if we feel that one is going to take off.
All right, if you were president of the United States, what would you be doing? Do you ever think about that? What do we do about these the messages are in the missiles, in a manner of speaking, are they not? So that's number seven. Number six, then, would be next on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 minutes after the hour on this week's countdown.
Thank you. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week on the countdown, what we are paying for gasoline and oil, and what may be the focus of the rest of the world. Wow, I'm going to give you a comparative in a matter of moments as to what we're paying versus what other people in the world are paying. First, though, here's a radio host, M.L. Elric, talking to Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com about the gas prices, oil prices. Have we hit rock bottom yet?
I don't remember gas prices getting down to $1.15. Man, it feels like it hasn't been since the 80s.
It feels like it's been a long time, though. It's really been since the 90s, and we saw some of these prices during the recession. Of course, it didn't get quite as low during the recession as they are now. But unfortunately, I know you had mentioned that prices keep going down, but it looks like we've made the turn, and it looks like prices in Detroit and across the state of Michigan actually bottomed out a week ago at about $1.44. And since then, there has been a dramatic shift in oil markets. There's been talk of OPEC cuts. That's not really as important as refiners that about last week Wednesday said that they were going to actually be cutting back how much gasoline they're producing. That almost instantly led to a massive spike in wholesale prices, and now we're starting to see gas stations adjust their prices accordingly.
Well, I thought I read that some oil producers in the southern states are losing money making oil and are drilling for oil, and the only reason they're actually bringing this oil up is because they have to have some money to pay down their debt that is no longer the lucrative business that it has been for all these many, many years.
Well, we have seen quite a cycle in oil prices. Obviously, in 2008, before the recession, they hit 150. Then back in 2011, 12, and 13, they were close to $100 a barrel. All those high prices for oil spawned a lot of investment that really paved the way for today's low oil prices. Of course, now Iran's sanctions have been eased, so it's a dramatic turnaround. And indeed, oil companies are not making money on pumping oil anymore. In fact, they're making thousands of layoffs across the industry. If you've been watching, oil company earnings, you've seen how bad the energy sector is doing. In fact, some oil companies now looking at cutting a dividend, which they really can't afford to pay. And the same held true with refiners, which is why they began cutting back, because believe it or not, gasoline last Tuesday on the wholesale market was going cheaper than a barrel of oil was.
I love it. I love it. I hear people say that it's bad for the economy if the price of gasoline drops, but I just can't help it. I love going to the pump and not seeing my paycheck disappear. And I'm just looking at a chart here on where gas prices have been. You know, we've been up around $4 as recently as 2013, 2011, 2008. And now, man, it's so nice to be below $2 and being somewhere around the $1 level. But, I mean, how likely is this to pivot? Because these, when you look at this chart, it looks like there's an earthquake going on. I mean, they're way high, they're way low, and then it's, you know, this is not a flat line situation.
Exactly. And I caution you to be careful on cheering for $1.30 gas. Though I love it, I would rather have $2 gas than $1.30 gas today and $4 gas in 2 years. What happens is these low oil prices are causing oil companies to make permanent changes. They're cutting back. These layoffs are happening throughout the industry, and that will eventually affect production of oil. If you're not drilling, exploring for new sources of oil, or bringing oil to the surface, that's a problem. And it may not impact us tomorrow or even in a year, but the low oil prices today are kind of going down a road of no return. That is, production will begin dropping, and then when it does, because of today's low oil prices, prices will eventually spike down the road. In fact, the lower they go today, the higher they will inevitably go later.
All right, so the average price of gas this week in Italy is $5.85. In Norway, $6.16 a gallon. The Netherlands, $6.27 a gallon. And in Hong Kong, $6.69 for a gallon of gas this week.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffen here on the weekly review of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And hello to people listening in Portland, Oregon over the weekend, in Charlotte and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Cleveland and Kansas City and Las Vegas and Salt Lake City, San Antonio, Orlando, hello, Sacramento, Columbus, Eugene, Oregon. How are we doing? Let's review where we are to this point. As I'm not here to bark like, this is not Larry King, Altoona, hello. But it is an overview of things that are on people's minds, and there are all kinds of different attitudes toward them. That's what makes this a fascinating world, this world of News Talk Radio conversation. Let's find out where we are. Starting at number 10, the situation with the poster in Russia that shows the image of President Obama smoking, and it reads, smoking kills more people than Obama, and he kills a lot of people. Number 9, Kanye West and his foolishness. Number 8, the gay remarks by boxer Manny Pacquiao. I guess I mispronounced his name earlier. Pacquiao, okay, whatever it is. It doesn't change the comments any. Number 7, situation with North Korea and South Korea, the tension there. Number 6, what we're paying for fuel. So now we keep moving. Got another half hour here of the countdown.
Number 5.
Yes, a tried and true uphill battle to figure out what's going on with the Zika virus and what today's latest scare is, or this week's latest scare is. Actually, earlier in the week on my Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and I talked to Steve Moore, who's known as Mosquito Steve, about the rumors that genetically engineered mosquitoes might have something to do with the spread of Zika.
Well, I think using Mother Nature against Mother Nature, and that's really the bottom line. You know, all our products are essential oils. So I used to, when I first started in the business, I used to put pyrethrins and permethrin in the tank of these misting systems, and And I thought it was okay. There's so much misinformation out there, and that's what I think is the problem in the industry. You know, the chemical companies are out there promoting it, and most of the guys that are selling these products, they have no idea. They don't know what they're selling. They don't even know if their product actually works or not. Citronella, in a candle, it's probably not going to do that good. I will tell you though, I have people call me up, even knowing I'm the mosquito guy, knowing I've done hundreds of tests and taken thousands and thousands of bites from mosquitoes, call me up and say, "Hey man, I heard you can put a dryer sheet in your pants and it'll keep the mosquitoes."
Yeah, I heard that.
So unfortunately, when people do that, I have to go out and test these products because I have to show them, look, this is not, this right. doesn't actually work.
All right, we got about a minute left here. Let's talk about the trials that have been conducted by the World Health Organization to fight the dengue mosquito, the sterile male mosquito released into the natural so that it mates with the wild females. We all know what sterile males and wild females bring about. Or do we?
So I think that, I'm all for, experimentation, and I think that's okay. That's better to me than the genetically modified. That word always makes me have concerns.
Sad or bad,
And they're showing that it's having some reduction of dengue fever, which is good. Now, dengue fever is actually crossed into the U.S., and if that ever takes hold here, that's going to be a crisis product, disease,
problem.
Especially versus Zika.
Number four, lots of talk about the passing of Antonin Scalia, questions around his legacy, questions about what really happened to him. The conspiratorialists are out in full force. Here's talk host Rob Carson with a conversation about some of the conspiracy theories that are going around surrounding this man's death.
A lot of conspiracy theories going around as far as Antonin Scalia is concerned, and I don't subscribe to these, I don't believe them, but it's interesting. But one person is giving a little bit of credence to it, former D.C. homicide commander. He believes there's something fishy about the circumstances surrounding his death. It's William O. Ritchie, former head of criminal investigations for the Capitol's Police Department. He's saying that there are some things that, should have been known. First of all, the autopsy. There's no autopsy. Immediately when there's no autopsy, that's where you're going to go. That's where you're going to go. But he said, you have a non-homicide-trained U.S. Marshal tell the Justice of the Peace that no foul play was observed. So this is an untrained person, not somebody associated with maybe being a coroner, being whatever, but saying that no foul play was observed. He said, "Did the U.S. Marshal smell his breath for any unusual odor that might suggest poisoning? My gut tells me there's something fishy going on in Texas." Says you have a justice of the peace pronounced death while not on the scene and without any medical training, opining that the justice died of a heart attack. What medical proof exists of myocardial infarction? Why not a cerebral hemorrhage? Now, you can't tell by just observing the body there. You cannot tell whether it's a brain or a heart. And they're, by the way, caused by the same thing, which is a blockage, a fatty blockage. He said, did the U.S. Marshal check for petechial hemorrhage in his eyes or under his lips that would have suggested suffocation? No, I believe I pronounced that correctly. And so all of these things. Now, here are some of the theories going around. Someone at the ranch could have smothered Scalia with a pillow. That, according to the Dallas Observer. The newspaper said he could have been poisoned, of course. There's a chance it could have happened through carbon monoxide fumes. A conservative writer, Jack Cashel, predicted that Scalia would die in his novel in 2006, The Chautauqua Rising, in which the justice dies from carbon monoxide poisoning, but nobody believes it. And number one, I'm saying, an assassin killed Scalia on orders from Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's according to Saboteur 365. That's what I said when I first heard he was dead. I was like, what did he do to Hillary? I mean, that's the obvious go-to when somebody gets killed.
Number three.
Right, everybody. The Clintons are killing them all. Number three, the Middle East military escalation this past week, the situation with Daesh, and here's talk host Dave Ross. I think this guy's an excellent host, frankly, talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about the progress being made in the Middle East, or lack thereof, against Daesh. Is there any progress? Has their territory been expanding? Have we been taking some of it back? Where does it stand?
I'd say it's been contained, and the fact that you have opportunity inside of Iraq over the next few months now to try to push them back, surround them around Mosul, take back areas within the northern part of Iraq. The government seems to be more in charge, let's say, within their military. The price of oil is hurting. They don't have the same amount of resources to invest. But I think it's taking a little bit longer than we'd like to. But the bottom line is, if you take these things in two fronts, Iraq and Syria right now, there's more success taking place in Iraq.
Really? So the strategy seems to be working? Can you go that far?
Yeah, you know, the strategy was always containment, and the question was how fast are we going to get there? And from a principle of war perspective, attriting your enemy is always a good thing. It's just it takes time, and sometimes the enemy gets to rearm and reengage. And in this case, ISIS really doesn't have that capability because it doesn't really have any kind of industrial base.
Now, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, announced a ceasefire, and I'm frankly unclear what that ceasefire applies to. Can you explain that to us?
Well, in the long term, it looks like the Syrian government now, with the help of Russia, has defeated the rebels that are inside of Syria, and that's the group we were supporting.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken certain places back, and now this is all designed to stop the fighting, give it a chance to restart. But what it really is going to mean is two things. Number one, Assad is really going nowhere. That government's going to survive, likely well past any intentions that the United States had. And then number two, that Russia will continue to play more influence inside of Syria going forward. That could mean helping them rebuild. That aligns them more closely with Iran. So instead of a weakened Syrian government, you're going to see an increase of Russian influence inside of Syria.
Well, then wait a second. That's not good. That sounds like Russia won.
That's right. It does sound like Russia won, and that's exactly what I think is going to end up happening here. And then they also now will have to deal with ISIS on the ground. That's going to be the main challenge here, because if you have a legitimate Syrian government in its own eyes and within the eyes of the world now with Russia in line with it, there's not any way possible you're going to bring in ground troops to support any kind of battle inside of ISIS. So it's going to further isolate Syria and its capability to go after ISIS there, or it just might keep it there, similar to a government that we saw in Afghanistan that basically put it with the Taliban and put up with the terrorists on their side. So it doesn't help the United States. The United States wants to destroy ISIS, and it doesn't look like the Syrian government is going to go focus on it anytime soon.
Does the United States really want to destroy Daesh, or is it good for the military-industrial complex? Something for you, perhaps, to ponder. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Stand by for number two this week. It is about, in sort of smart fashion, an uphill battle of sorts. Stand by.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown on our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy: equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Number two.
Yes, number two on the countdown this week, the Apple iPhone hack and their refusal to do what the government wants them to do, or are they really? From our affiliate, KQTH, the FM talk station in Tucson, host John Justice talking to David Gartenstein-Ross from DefendDemocracy.org about the latest on Apple's refusal to comply with the FBI's court order.
I do find it interesting that Apple claims that this latest software upgrade, I think it's iOS 8, is the one where they can no longer get into it. The previous iterations, they could. And I suppose we're supposed to trust it on its face without having, you know, barring any other information. But, you know, being a little cynical, I have a hard time believing that Apple's telling the truth in that regard. You know, do you trust what the CEO is saying right now, that this particular iOS update cannot be cracked?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm skeptical of it. I think the skepticism is legitimate. But they're also putting forward a set of principles that make some sense. Right? It makes some sense from a user perspective when you look at privacy globally to want to have a manufacturer of your electronic device that's unable to install a backdoor and to break your encrypted communications. Because if there's a backdoor, then your encrypted communications and your privacy are all a sham. You essentially do not have privacy. There are multiple reasons for skepticism, but there's skepticism both with respect to the immediate legal case and his explanation as to why Apple should not be forced to break the encryption in this particular legal case. But then secondly, there's also skepticism when you look at the audience he's appealing to, basically consumers who are spooked about whether their information is private. So as I said, look, it's a complex subject matter. And this is this kind of situation is going to continually arise. And to me, the reason I reject demagoguery on this issue is because these competing concerns are going to constantly jostle with each other. And sometimes we'll find that our communications, our most private moments, are far less private than we would like. And other times we'll find that people will get killed because encrypted communications were not broken. And I think we actually just saw that in Paris in November of last year. Cells, terrorist cells of that size, with so many interlocking individuals involved, wouldn't have been able to execute an attack of that magnitude years ago, 5, 10 years ago, because authorities absolutely would have intercepted their communications. So we can very vividly see the costs on both sides being displayed before the world.
I heard on another radio show this morning, and the caller was very quick to say that he didn't have an answer to what he was proposing, but he was making the comment that, are we not advertising to the bad guys? Hey, go and use Apple products.
No, I mean, look, that's absolutely the case. The bad guys pay attention to the things that we pay attention to.
Right.
They've read all of the various documents posted to WikiLeaks very carefully. They've read all of Edward Snowden's revelations very carefully. Very carefully. And, I mean, some journalists either don't get that or just don't care. And they're watching this case as well. Now, look, there are other ways. It's not as though encryption is automatically unbreakable for very skilled agencies like NSA. There's going to be lots of jostling with innovations and leaps forward on both the security and the privacy sides.
All right, let's get to the exciting conclusion of this hour with the number one issue in the Talk Radio Countdown show next.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
That's correct. Number one, the presidential race. I thought it was kind of interesting that Ted Cruz demanded the takedown of one of the PAC ads that's appearing in the Carolinas this week because he claims the ad distorts his voting record on immigration issues. The immigration discussion has been very prominent in South Carolina. Here's Talk Host Joel Riley with the correspondent Jared Halperin. They discuss the primary this weekend.
The Republican primary, it seems like almost a done deal when you look at polling down there, except for maybe one. Donald Trump is clearly the front runner, isn't he, Jared?
He is, and he has been for months in South Carolina, double-digit leads over any of his nearest competitors. But I don't think that's all you say about South Carolina. You do wonder in these last couple of days how much this back and forth between Trump and Cruz may influence voters. Talk about a lawsuit, cease and desist letters from the Trump campaign. How do voters respond to that in the final 72 hours will be interesting to see. And beyond that, you have a real tightening of the race for second, third, and in many cases fourth between Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. And in the last couple of days, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's been on the campaign trail with his brother, former President George W. Bush. And so that is a fascinating race to see because you look at the viability of campaigns moving beyond South Carolina, and it seems to me that the goal for anybody not named Donald Trump has to be to try and beat expectations, right? For Marco Rubio maybe finishing second ahead of Ted Cruz, for Jeb Bush maybe finishing third ahead of, Senator Rubio. that would really redefine the race, I think, in ways that, you know, you look at it, redefining it beyond just what's expected to be a New Hampshire-like victory for Donald Trump.
So let's move into another conversation, another radio program hosted by Linda Lopez. Here she talks to Stephen Olmacher from the AP about Hillary Clinton adding to her delegate count, even though Bernie Sanders won. This is something we've been talked about a lot, and I don't think a lot of people are paying attention to how corrupt this seems to be.
You're a math whiz. How does all this add up?
Well, there are 712 superdelegates, is what we call them, to the Democratic National Convention. That's about 15% of the delegates, or 30% of the delegates needed to win the nomination. These are party officials, members of Congress, party leaders, and members of the Democratic National Committee. We call them superdelegates because they can go to the convention and vote for whomever they want. They can vote for any candidate that they choose, regardless of what happens in the primaries and caucuses. What we did is we reached out to all 712 of these folks and asked them, you know, if they were ready to commit to supporting a candidate at the convention. This is the second survey we've done on this. We did our first one in November before any of the contests, and we decided to follow it up after the New Hampshire primary. And what we found out is that Hillary Clinton has a huge lead over Bernie Sanders among these superdelegates. In fact, 96% of the ones who committed to Hillary Clinton. So right now in the superdelegate count, she has 449, and Bernie Sanders has 19.
So he has virtually no chance of being the nominee then.
Well, here's the thing. You know, the beauty of these superdelegates is they can change their minds as we go forward. And in fact, this is what happened 8 years ago. If you'll recall, Hillary Clinton entered the 2008 primary season as a presumptive favorite as well. We did a survey back then in December before the primary started, and she had a lead over Barack Obama. It wasn't nearly this big. It was by about 100 delegates. There are far more undecided delegates back then. After Barack Obama started winning primaries and caucuses, they began to migrate over to him. And this is what the Sanders campaign says that they hope will happen, is that if he can show that he's a viable candidate by winning primaries and caucuses, that the superdelegates will come around and support him. However, Barack Obama had one very important advantage over Bernie Sanders. Barack Obama is a Democrat. He has been working in the Democratic Party for years. Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. He calls himself a Democratic Socialist.
Does that mean that the voters don't actually count?
When you talk to some of the superdelegates who've backed Hillary Clinton, they all say, wait, just slow down. You know, we've only had two contests. They can, in fact, change their minds, and they have in the past. You know, let's wait and see how this thing's going to play out. But I'll tell you, that's what a lot of the Sanders supporters are seeing.
Let's quickly review here. Presidential race number one, going back to the top, Russia's anti-smoking poster with Obama is 10. Kanye West, 9. Manny Pacquiao, however you pronounce his name, gay remarks, number 8. North Korea, South Korea, number 7. The oil price is number 6. Zika, 5. Mr. Scalia and his death, number 4. The Middle East situation is 3. Apple, 2. And the presidential race, number 1.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.